because the Spirit of God was talking. It is the Spirit of God that makes the difference in the life of a man. Whether it's whatever spirit that God will fill up with the Spirit. Because sometimes in the Bible we read, you see, and those guys knew their intent, they knew their plan. He said, we walk through the deep for the people because they were looking for him to kill. He had power. He would have just said, all of you, your eyes blind. For him, he said, Jesus Christ just walk in their midst. He just moved them. So there are times for battle. There are times that we need to just leave that situation. That God will fill us with the Spirit. Let us pray at this point. That God, fill me with your Spirit. Fill me, overshadow me with your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Father God, overshadow me, please don't take your Spirit away from me. Father God, because when your Spirit left Saul, he started making wrong decisions. Please don't take your Spirit away from us, Lord Jesus. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, please fill us with your Spirit. Overshadow us, O Lord. We don't want to hop in, jump in and out of your presence. We want to dwell in your presence. Think at night, every minute, every second of our lives. We want to dwell in your presence. Father Lord, we want to abide in your presence, Lord. Father Lord, we only want to be in your presence when we come for meetings like this. Every day, every second of our life, every minute of our life, be in your presence, Lord. Because that's your desire, that's your plan, that's your purpose for us. That we abide in your presence. Father Lord, help every one of us, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, see, because he who breaks the edge, that's the person that is happening to mind. Help me, Lord Jesus, not to break the edge. Father Lord, help our brethren, Lord Jesus. Help every one of us. For in Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen. Brethren, he said, Moses was in the presence of God. And when he came out of the presence of God to meet the people, they could not look at his face. He had to put him there. On his face, so that they won't look at him because of the brightness of his face. Brethren, there's a lot. We spend time in the presence of God. Even our bones will be. Say Moses, his bones did not become weak. Even in the old days, his bones did not become weak. His eyes did not grow big. And brethren, just like that, the brother was saying, only God knows what would have happened to how long Moses would have lived if God did not take him away. I believe he would have even lived more than Methuselah. Because if the bones don't grow weak, good, what will kill you? What is when you are getting old, your bones start getting weak, your eyes start getting dim. For this man, his bones did not go, his eyes did not go dim. He had the strength of a youth. That means if God even left him, he would have even lived probably beyond Methuselah. So when let us pray. Let us pray that we always dwell in the presence of God. When abide. Take it seriously. Pray again. God help me. I want to abide in your presence. I don't only want to come into your presence. I want to come for meetings like this. Lord, I want to stay in your presence. Give me the grace, Lord, to stay in your presence. To abide in your presence. Father, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus, to abide in your presence. To stay in your presence. Help every one of us. Lord, we look up to you. We want to you, Lord Jesus, for help. Help every one of us, Lord Jesus. Help us to stay in your presence. For in Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen. Brethren, as we pray, we're going to also pray this prayer. He said, Jonathan, he knew he prophesied, he told David, he said, you are going to become king, and I'm going to become second in command. He had the understanding, he had the knowledge, the prophecy had it that David was going to become king and he is going to become someone. But what did he do? He stuck with his father because of sentiment. Because of human sentiment, he stayed father. He stayed Saul. He went through that the father was going to head moving towards his daughter. He stayed with him. So when let us pray to deliver us of sentiments. God will deliver us of emotions that can destroy us. God will even when he has given us his words, no, don't go there. Because sentiment, we still go there. We say, we don't want to offer sacrifice, but we give our brothers and our sisters to buy goods, to buy the cow, to buy the elephant or anything we desire to do. Brethren, those type of things can lead to destruction. Let us pray that God will help us. Sentiment will not lead us astray. Sentiment will not lead us to destruction. Father Lord, help us, Lord. Help us to speak with you, no matter the consequences. Help us to speak with you, Lord Jesus. Help us to speak with you, Lord, to stay with you. Father, Lord, deliver us, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, help us, help us in the Spirit. Help us, Lord. Help us. Lord, remember, God was not able really to leave Sodom and Gomorrah. Because of sentiments, because of emotional attachments to the things that were there, to his family, to his village. He wasn't ready to leave. He said, God had to pull him out for Sodom. But probably God is not pulling him out for Sodom and Gomorrah. He would have remained there. And probably he would have buried. Father, deliver us, Lord, from sentiments, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from the love of this world. Deliver us, because Lord's wife looks back. Thought of it, where it's because of our friends in Sodom and Gomorrah. She was thinking of those things. Even when God told them, I'm going to destroy the city. Even when God has told them, I'm going to destroy the city. They were still desirous of those things that God wants to destroy. Father, help us, Lord Jesus. Help every one of us, Lord. Help us. Help us not to overcome, O Lord. Help us, help us, help our emotions. Help our desires, O Lord. Father, help our will, Lord Jesus. Help our minds, Lord Jesus. Lord, work on our minds, O Lord. Work on our minds, work on our emotions, Lord Jesus. Help work on our looking, O Lord. Lord, help every one of us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Lord, we are in our hearts. Father, we see these areas that we fail when it pertains to family, pertains to unity. Even when the people are not living in working, we still sleep with them. We still sleep with them. Father, Lord, help us, Lord. We say, what fellowship of righteousness with unrighteousness? Father, Lord, help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help every one of us. Help every one of us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we come to you for help. Help us, Lord. Show those areas of our lives, Lord, where we need to improve. When I cannot go to the of your life, when you still have sentiments, when you still have attachments to the world, I don't know, you only need to know. Say, pray, tell God about help me, deliver me. Say, as Lord, that you have sentiment attachment towards the things of the world. We say, oh God, in this area, I have overcome with this area, but this area, I cannot overcome. No, you cannot, I cannot overcome with this area. This is who I am. That is me, that's my personality. Father, Lord, deliver us, Lord, from this area. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us from ancestry, Lord Jesus. Set us free from ancestry. Set us free, O Lord, from ancestry. Fill us with your blood, Lord Jesus. Overshadow us, overshadow. Let your blood, Lord, touch our blood, Lord Jesus. Let your blood touch our blood. We want to know, Lord. Take all the glory, O Lord. And at the end, O Lord, Lord, the name and the name will be glorified. For in Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen. But in Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen. When there's a song that we normally sing, we say something over and say, like, I can somebody who's by the same. So, for prayer, no matter the situation, no matter your circumstances, give thanks to God. Tell God, say, God, I look up to you with that situation. You sing, even if you are firing, even if it seems as if you are firing. Praise God in that situation. God will show up for you. Praise God. Say, rejoice always. Rejoice always. Philippians 4:4. Say, rejoice always. Father, Lord, give us joy. Give us joy. Give us the garment of joy. Deliver us from the garment of sadness. Lord, show us sad. And deliver us from the garment. Let us wear garments of joy, garments of happiness, garments of praise, garments of praise. Always praise God. Father, bear us from garments of praise, Lord Jesus. Deliver us from sadness. Deliver us from depression, Lord Jesus. Deliver us from depression, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from depression. Father, deliver us from those demons that weigh us down, that bend, that make us to bow down our heads. Deliver us from those situations, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from the pit, from the pit, O Lord. Father, with God. But I need to be in a situation that we are in today, making us to bow our heads in shame. Father, Lord, lift us up. Give us your garments, Jesus. Your garments of righteousness. Your garments of joy. Father, Lord, we trust in you, O Lord. Lord, we trust in you, O Lord. We will not want to reach you for help. Lord, we refuse. We will never want to reach you for help. We will only come to you. You are our work, our quest. Father, we want to you, O Lord. We want to you alone. We will not desire the garments of Egypt, but we will come to you. what to do, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord. You lead us by day, Father Lord. You have to start with this fellowship. Lead us by day with a pillar of cloud. Lead us by night, Lord, with a pillar. But if you don't go, don't go. If you don't know, you will not know. Help everyone of us. Take charge of this fellowship. Let your name, my Lord, Lord, be glorified. Lord, we bless you, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all honor. Take all adoration, Lord. We bless you. Take all the glory, Lord. For in Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I want to touch your grace, that I may be your name. Bless you, my cousin. praise that I might live your day. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see your face. I want to see your face. I want to know your ways. I want to touch your ways. That I might be your day. I want to see you.
your face. We want to know your ways, O God. We want to see you. I am lifted up. We want to know you, O Yeshua Mashiach. We want to know. Let my heart be full of the Spirit. Let my spirit feel the warmth of your embrace. Let me be your holy habitation. Where your spirit is pleased to dwell. Let my heart be the temple of your spirit. Let my spirit feel the warmth of your embrace. Let me be the holy habitation where your spirit is pleased to dwell. Let my heart be the temple of your spirit. Let my spirit feel the warmth of your
God, I come to you. Let my heart be changed.
chamber and teach me the riches of your law. For your law is better than money. Oh, I've been waiting to begin to rise up like the eagle. We begin to rise up and break through barriers and put it all in this living. We are free, free, free. There's a liberty that we give to us this evening. Bring all the air from us to your side. Master Kara, just say to the Lord, Lord, hold me close. Be embraced by the Lord of the Lord right now. Master Kara, yes, God. God, we thank you so much. Hallelujah. God, thank you, God. Let your love
Ah.
heaven has been absent. The first song we had a breakthrough, but after that, the Zephaniah will not break through. Masaka la 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 la
Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh,
complete home. And there is one instrument that can do a very deep and terrible work within the soul. And that is the blood of the sheep.
Yes.
As we open up the blood of Jesus to be to flow into our hearts, and into the nooks and crannies of our soul. Hallelujah. And the weapons begin to open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want us to open up and just worship Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
of fast takes to live. You understand? Yeah, that's another speech. When he said something, he said that if a man who has been delivered did not take care, then what happens? That seven more wicked spirits can come and take over. You understand? You know that when we see the difference in this vacuum, there is a vacuum. In fact, there is never a vacuum in the spirit. Never a vacuum. Somebody is occupying something. Praise God.
Amen.
So, but the man who occupies tries to gain what? Dominion. Wants to take over. Wants to control. Hallelujah. And when you come into a new environment, you must endeavor to take control. Hallelujah. You must take dominion. You must take over. Hallelujah. That's why sometimes people come for me, they seem to be like the problem, you know. And then you are trying, what you are doing is actually is trying to what? Take over dominion. Take over control. Take charge of the environment. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll just give us a few things that is not. It's not a few, I'm just giving you a thing. Hallelujah. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 4, he moved from where he was, if that was from Nazareth, from Galilee, wherever. He moved into Capernaum. And he stayed there. Capernaum seems to be a border town. And he stayed there. And the Bible says that. As he went in there, the scripture says, maybe we'll just read it. Something happened there. Because he went there to take dominion. And in this meeting, we have come to take dominion. Not to take charge. Not going to be to Matthew. Chapter 4. Matthew 4. Hallelujah. From verse 12, it says, and Jesus, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know why he did that? He moved so that he would not be distracted. Hallelujah. You understand? What do I mean by that? He moved and he never made any comments when they took John the Baptist. Do you know the relationship between him and John the Baptist? Who was John the Baptist to you? They were cousins. Praise God. Not only that, that was the man that baptized him, is it not so? In other words, he was like a spiritual. Somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he heard that this man, something happened to him. And he did not sit down to discuss, to find out the details. He just kept mute and moved. It is for something for you to think about. I don't want to go into the details of that because many of us we are getting quite distracted. Hallelujah. With many things. Families, relationships, and all that. Hallelujah. Amen. Where we're going is from verse 13. It says, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Now, Capernaum seems to be a very significant place in scripture. I'm still studying it. But that place seems to be a place where Jesus comes in and he makes a lot of deep spiritual utterances that changes or that change the course of things. Amen.
Amen.
But that is not where we are going. Still going further. He said that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Now, every move of Jesus has a prophetic significance. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Every step that Jesus ever took has spiritual and prophetic significance. How does that affect me? Everything you are doing today has already been prophesied. You don't want to say anything. Everything that must happen to you on this planet Earth has already been what? Prophesied. The fulfillment of such prophetic utterances largely depends on your composition and your relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know what you understand. Something was prophesied about Judas Iscariot. Is it not so? Now, Judas Iscariot was not born when those things were said. But depending on his spiritual alignment, he fulfilled what the negative one is. You know, look, the spirit of betrayal and all that can enter anyone. Are you with me?
Yes.
Depending on where you are, you can escape it. Amen.
Amen.
Before Peter corroborated, he told him, he said, the cup will not flow up to 3 times. What will happen? It will be dying in the same. Hallelujah. And therefore, Peter is God's teaching. It depends on what your spiritual disposition is. Amen. Listen, there was a time it was written that 12th of February 2023, you and I will be under this roof doing something. Amen.
Amen.
It has been prophesied. So nothing is happening by chance. God has designed it that way. And that is why He is the Alpha, He is the Omega. He is the God who dwells in eternity now. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, here, Jesus, every step he took happened to be that he was fulfilling deathly prophecies. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The places he went, the things he did, the things he accomplished, the ones he did not do, they are all have been said concerning him. But there is something that is much more important, which I want us to take away. Two things I want us to take away. When you go down to verse 16, it says that the people which sat in darkness saw what? Great light. In other words, he's moving into that zone. What happened? He carried great light. He's moving from Nazareth into Capernaum and dwelt there. He was an embodiment of light. And as he moved into that area, there was what? There was darkness in that area. As he went in there, there was what? Light. Hallelujah. Why did you come here? What are you having? That is the point I want to try. Whether you came here with great light or with small light. Hallelujah. Your light must lighten everyone that will come here. Your life was lighting me. There must be a quickening I receive as a result of you coming near me.
Hallelujah.
There must be a benefit I derive. There must be a fire that you kindle inside of me for coming here, for our assembly here. There must be something of God that you and I must begin to manifest. Because it has been prophesied concerning you and I that the day will come when we shall assemble here, and I will kindle light, fire will kindle fire. That is the way it is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So, as he moved into that environment,
hallelujah,
being great light, he said that
then we start in that region. I'm reading scripture.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He said, so then we start in the region. And shadow of death, life is what? Stronger.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, life is not only spring up in this attack, nor in the world. Life must spring up in the region called Nigeria.
Amen.
Life must spring up. It's your local assembly. Life must do what? Spring up. We have no choice.
Hallelujah.
From verse 17 says, for that time, from that time, Jesus did what? Began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. From that very moment, he has gained dominion. Hallelujah. He has occupied that. Now he is free to walk. Listen, if you don't carry out the heavens, if you don't take dominion, you don't have the ability, the strength, the pneuma, the dynamics to preach. Hallelujah. The anointing, and that is why, brethren, when we come together, we must clear our heavens. Hallelujah. So that we will have access to preach the word of the Lord, to hear the word of the Lord. I am expecting that in this meeting, there will be specific. Not the one we just pray. That is, we shall get up. 1, 2, 3, 4, we'll get up. Talk to the Lord. I don't know if we are going to work with the guests. I think that was the Lord. No. We want them to talk to the Lord in this meeting. What's happening? Amen. Praise God. Just run down to verse 23. And after that, I will sit down. Because there are things that happen. He said, Jesus went about all Galilee. Now he has gained dominion. So he's going around all that was Galilee. Amen. When you take dominion, there are things that begin to happen. When you take possession, he said, you cannot deal with what is the scripture now?
Strong man.
Until you do what? You bind him and take a dominion. Hallelujah. That's the principle. It's a spiritual principle. You cannot controvert it. Hallelujah. So Jesus, having taken possession, he walked through what? Galilee. Doing what? Teaching. In their what? Synagogues. And preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. After that, what happened? Healing all manner of sicknesses, afflictions, and all manner of disease among the people. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't take dominion, nothing happens. No miracle. No sicknesses. If you don't take dominion, you don't read. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. When he got to the great well as was once, you know what he did? Hallelujah. He had to take them. He chose the people. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Believe, brethren, the church is coming to the point. Hallelujah. When we begin to master dominion over circumstances, hallelujah, the faith of the church will begin to go forth. Because church begins to establish our authority in the event and the occurrences of the things that happen.
Amen.
We're no longer going to walk better. Hallelujah. Somebody is sick before you. He says, oh Lord, please now. Touch my brother and deliver. The church will practice from that. That was the era of John the Baptist. The era of Jesus, which you have come now. Hallelujah. In the area where you speak, hallelujah, and it is done. In this instance, how? Because we have taken dominion over the environment. We silence all the spirit of darkness.
Amen.
We silence witches.
Amen.
We invent into an environment. Hallelujah. You take possession. I was telling talking to my priest the other day. I was telling him, I said, the Lord told me, he's a child of God. I told him, I said, the Lord told me, here, in this environment, take the lead.
Amen.
And any man that takes the lead, you will not be believed when you save and for righteousness. You will not do that. Because you are taking precious things and you are cutting to smart. Praise God. You must be right. You must be right. This is not the time to preach in the church about don't sin. We have passed that level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. The church must come to the point where there are certain things that cannot be but do what? Mention them anymore in our midst. Because people are ascending. People that are going closer, they are moving up in God. So all those petty things, all the elemental forces. Oh, my brother did this, oh, he said this, gossip this one. You don't have time for that. Hallelujah. You move up high. Hallelujah. And when you are up high, you are gaining dominion. You are gaining authority. I want to encourage us in this city, let us go high.
Amen.
Don't look, the way you came yesterday is not going to be the same way you move somewhere else. Yeah. Hallelujah. You have gained some heights. Hallelujah. Amen. So that everything, all those small, small spirits that come around, when they appear, bam, keep quiet in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So I want to encourage us, brethren. We have come here to take the lead. Spiritual dominance. We must dominate. Hallelujah. In the spirit, in the church, in our homes, we must take spiritual dominance, take spiritual authority. Much more. In the time, this month, the church must gain dominion over the nation.
Amen.
We must exercise that there is no government. It is non-negotiable. The church must gain dominion over the land. Is it not what he told Adam in the beginning?
Yeah.
Please, somebody quote it for me. What did he tell Adam? Hallelujah. Eh? And multiply. And have what?
Dominion.
Hallelujah. Over every element. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to pray a very short prayer before we very comes to continue. Very simple prayer. Say, Lord, in this meeting, I want to exercise spiritual dominion over every element, over every situation. Let's begin to pray. Prayer should just flow out of us. Hallelujah. Just tell the Lord, I want to get to me. I need the power to exercise dominion. Pour out your power upon me. Release the anointing. I need that dunamis, that power, hallelujah, to exercise. He said, to them that receive it, to them give him power. Some people say, oh, it's authority. Whatever you call it, God is saying, ask of me today, dominion, and I will give it to you. Spiritual authority. Power to rule over elements, over your environment. Hallelujah.
appointed to rule. Hallelujah. And we will rule. For we will rule under authority. Hallelujah. The problem of man is very simple. He was created to rule.
Amen.
Under a ruler.
Amen.
When man departed from that ruler, the things that man was to rule over began to rule over him. There's only one question. He says, submit yourself to God. Then, under me, resist the devil and every other power, and they will flee from
me. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. When we are fleeing from spirits, our obedience is not yet complete. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we perfect our obedience, every other thing will be brought under us.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to pray this morning. Several burdens have been brought forth that you've been keeping. You know, you need to tune ear to hear prophecy.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, we're going to enforce them in our lives. You know, yesterday there was a word about the woman with the spirit of infirmity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to pray. This morning, we're going to look at our situation. We're going to call upon the name of the Lord. Of course, the mind of the Lord never gets clear. Is that correct?
Yes.
You look at the woman and say, you are what now? Loose. Because for this purpose was the Son manifested. That's why he appears. To destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Wherever it is, it must be destroyed.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we're going to pray for ourselves. We have realized that we're that woman. And the Bible says she was bowed down. The thing was at her waist. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
She could not look up again. She was totally occupied by force. When you say something was occupied, she was looking downwards. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to pray every spirit of infirmity. We're going to start from our inward parts. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
She was married to certain things. And she said, woman, you are released from that marriage.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I'm sure as you came here, you remember what the Lord has said, that upon this mountain, there will be deliverance. Praise the name of the Lord. So that situation, you know, sometimes, you see, an infirmity is also a weight on your spirit. Do you understand, man? There's something, you know, and as long as that weight is there, you just can't handle spiritual things. You are bowed down, then you are burdened. People are rising up. The weight is upon you. Woman, you are loose. In this speak, like, we're going to pray. I say, Lord, every weight upon my spirit. You know, say, cast off every weight. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to cast them off.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're going to open your mouth. And remember again, the Lord says, the word is where
I am.
Praise by this word, we're going to make spiritual warfare. According to the word of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And every spirit of infirmity, look, you know that condition that has meditated against your spiritual, you know, rising up. Because you must lift up your head. The Bible says Abraham, on the third day, he lifted up his head and he began to see the mountain, the place of fellowship. He saw it clearly. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever you wait upon your life, that you want to show up in prayer. You just feel limited. You feel resisted. Prayer is swallowing and worship. You are the weight upon you. The word of God is coming. People are having understanding, illumination, and all that. Somehow, it's like there's a covering upon you. Praise the name of God.
Amen.
We're going to speak to this man. mountain. The Lord gave us that word. Remember, speak to this mountain. Be thou what now?
Remove. Remove.
The Bible says, you uprooted mountains. Who uprooted mountains? God. He plucks them out by the roots. Mountains are going to be plucked out now.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. And then I remind you that what we are doing here is back up. Remember, we looked at Ezra 6 yesterday. The king went and made a search, and he found in the book where it was written that a house would be built. We've been praying about the building of the house. But then the king gave instructions. And pray that he gave commands. Those things that have been obeyed in the realm of the spirit. So one of the commands that we give you, woman, thou art Luke. Take it that this matter you came with here, you will not go with it. Praise the name of the Lord. So I don't know where you are having this test in your heart that you are having a limitation. It's time for you to open up your mouth. And begin to pray.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know if I can tell you song. Reign Jesus. My voice is not so good this morning. Reign Jesus.
Jesus, bring Jesus, all
power inside that mouth. There is power inside that mouth. I begin to speak to your dependence. I'm going to pray in general terms. I'm going to speak specifically to your situation, that which you know about yourself. You will speak to that mountain. I say, today, by the degree of the king, be removed from my life. That which is limiting, resisting, hindering, oppressing, the lifting up of my life. Who shall not have a Hey, hallelujah. to resist you. That limitation in your mind, that inability in your mind to trust, to connect with the heavens. The woman was far down. She could not connect with spiritual things. She could not control the realm of the spirit. She was occupied with the things of the heavens. Woman, you are loose. Tonight, every infirmity of the mind, the inability to understand, to reason, to appreciate, to apprehend in the spirit. Let's speak to that infirmity. Say to yourself, God, I'm used. I don't want to know. I'm used. My mind is used today. My thinking is used. My reasoning is used. My intellect is loose. My understanding is loose. My knowledge is loose. Shake up now. Shake the demasuka. Shake up. Shake up. Shake up. Shake up.
Thank you. Tonight, when the
Lord said, loose means divorce. So God showed us a bit of divorcement. Remember? So many things are going to be divorced today. What God has done together, let's come and put us under. And what God has put us under, let's come and bring it back again. Praise the name of the Lord. Today we're going to be praying. We're praying about things that pertain to the mind. I want us to pray about our emotions. Praise the name of the Lord. There are infirmities in our temperament. Praise the name of the Lord. There are different kinds of temperament. Fear is a temperament. Do you know that? It's an emotion.
Praise the name of
the Lord. Fear is an infirmity.
Praise the Lord.
Fear is what is not natural though. Hello, are you with me?
Yeah.
We have gone to be at home with fear. Fear was not part of man in the beginning. Fear came when man transgressed. Hallelujah. Imagine living without fear. That if you live in an environment, you know that between you and God, you have complete work now, dominion. What is there to fear? Fear came when they lost government. The lion that was used to be submissive. Now I thought I looked at him with a different eye. The man said, trouble has come. Are you getting my point? The lion now started eyeing him. The lion that was looking at him as master was now eyeing him as a pursuit. Trouble has come to you. Praise the name of the Lord. The whole environment has changed. We have lost dominion. But brethren, the Lord is bringing us back. The place where he said you shall dwell under your banner. No man shall make you what now. It's a new realm of life. So sometimes I sit and I try to imagine this new reality. Praise the name of God. This land that God is bringing us into. He said, there's no fight there.
Amen.
Praise the name of God. The lion will lie with the lamb. You understand? Because the atmosphere has changed. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to pray about our emotions. Fear is one. Anger is another. Praise the name of the Lord. Offense. Some of us are very quick to pick offense. It's an infirmity. It's not normal. Don't think it's normal. Don't say it's people that are offending you. The offense is inside you.
Oh yes.
Are you understanding the brethren? It is a form of infirmity. It is a defect in your personality. We praise the name of the Lord. You know, when we were in December, we were looking at Psalm 82. The Lord was standing in the congregation among the gods. He was in fellowship with his people. And he said, listen, you are missing the point. I have this against you. You are accepting the persons of the wicked. I ask the Lord, what do I accept the persons? He says, the Lord is when you are comfortable with pride, with arrogance, with lust, greed. Do you understand? This means you are okay. They are part of your personality. You have said, have it. I remember something that happened when kidnappers came to my parents in God's house. My mother-in-law is sharp. That is, she suspects a fly that it moves across like this. So the moment this young man came to the house, she said, looking for my brother-in-law. She started suspecting them. My father-in-law is a back of me guy. He just got one of them and said, sit down, take it. Hello, are you with me? My mother-in-law said, you're sitting there. Do you know who they are? Do you know why they are come? Praise the name of the Lord. When the guy started acting funny, the woman just simply shifted to the door. Before they could pack up, she was gone. And they carried my father-in-law. Are you understanding the point? They did not the man. She herself, she was on guard. Praise the name of the Lord. We must not accept every aspect of your person that is contrary You must not be at home with it. You must not be at home with it. You must see the thing as a stranger. Don't justify it. Don't excuse it. Don't blame the other brother. You must not accept the personality of wickedness where
Amen.
You are. So this wickedness cannot have fellowship with the throne of the Lord. Are you with me, brethren? Today, you must look at it. The Lord is giving us an opportunity. My sister has brought a vision. Hope you remember what they said. Because these are the things. See, remember the prophecies that have gone before you. So that again, you might bring what now, a good word. When we come into an environment, God keeps speaking. Those who are sensitive to remember these things, on the strength of those prophetic words, you pray. Those things, when you remember them, they give impetus and strength in the inward man in your prayer. The man who prays fervently will get loose. Because there are different realms in the spirit. The man struck once, struck twice, struck three times. There was a mission of deliverance, but it was not final. Are you understanding it more? So we need to come to the place where we strike and strike and strike until that matter is what now permanently destroyed. That battle is settled. We need to learn. Praise the name of the Lord. I hope you're doing what I'm saying. So there are things about our personality. Some of us are too soon offended. Some of us are easily, we feel slighted. Every small thing, they are looking at me because I don't have money. Do you understand it more? And that can keep the whole environment, do you understand, uncomfortable. It's in your mind.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
All the matters are infirmities. But as long as they exist, fellowship cannot be the way it should be. The physical offender. And if once the spirit gets into your mind, it's ruled over you. He's interpreting scripture for you. Somebody's preaching, this thing is in your head. What now? Interpreting the message. That's what the Bible says about the man of lawlessness. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in our emotions, brethren, the Lord must address it. We are not afraid of one another. You know, in fellowship time, we have a prayer. Because you're walking in, on eggshell in your father's house. Because there are people, you know, and a lot of times, these things are wounds we did from our experience. We afflict the brethren with it. Today, there must be healing. First of all, be afraid for yourself. Every time you think that your problem is the brethren, you are already deceived.
Yes.
You're ready to see. And because of that, you can never look what now inwards. Praise the name of the Lord. And so we need to pray. Say, Lord, that spirit of offense in my emotions. I want us to pray about the emotions now. That too soon anger. That too soon offended. That too soon, you know, spirit smart. That too soon, you know, feeling oppressed. That too soon. You know, all kinds of things. But those of us, they are also the people who actually look down on others. Both by intellectual, you know, you're a prof, and you think that other people can't reason anything. Do you understand it more?
Yes.
And so, if you're not careful, that prof thing will keep, you understand, pushing out. If you have money, and money is, your soul is not settled, it can be a very terrible thing to have. That's why God hasn't given most of us money. It's not because it cannot be, but in fact, we will not be able to fellowship with you again. There is a big fellowship cannot enter all of us. It's not an entitlement. I'm telling you, you may be looking at those who have money now and saying this before. Did this God give you money? That doesn't know the name. Oh, hallelujah. The day you come to fellowship. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Pray the Lord bless us all. This house must carry the glory of God. The Bible says, I will not share it because those must more. Even because it's a doctor more. Because those must more idols to carry your hand like this. You put here, you put that on there. The Bible says, clear those things. This is my house. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, we're going to pray for ourselves. If you find these situations around you, God has made us a promise this meeting for help. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So, that's the purpose of this meeting, that the church of Jesus Christ be deliverance. Praise the name of the Lord. So know that there is already a decree in the heavens. We are going to give rid of that decree. Say, Lord, I am loose from my infirmity. I am loose from this attitude, this temperament, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shaku baye vi bote beni alo doki machen de gandoki you don't touch me and I know I am no longer that. He touched me, he touched me.
Thank you. Speak to the Lord. The Lord strengthen us with might by His
spirit in the inward man.
Different areas.
Leviticus. I'm sorry, it came. This is the thing. Suddenly, I'm trying to look for it. About Leviticus 14, you know, on how to heal lepers. Sometimes the leprosy is very, very obvious, and then the scripture says, "This is what you do." Sometimes, you know, it's not like so. In that case, you have to shut the person out. The priest will shut the person out and observe. After 1 week, you come again and look if the leprosy has come out. So there are things that there are infirmities we have in our emotion, in our desire. For example, Proverbs 16:32 says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. You know, he that ruleth his own spirit is better than he that taketh it." You know, we mentioned the dominion. The dominion over my emotion is more, is better than having to say to confess the rule of God. You know? Even though we have gone to the opposite to think that crusade is not good. Crusade is good. But there is an order in which it will come. You know, so right now the Lord is emphasizing dominion. Dominion over my city, my soul. Your soul is a city. And we must have dominion over it before we can have dominion outside. These are the days God is speaking about spiritual governance. I'm sure maybe that tomorrow we will have. But I'm talking about leprosy. Leprosy can also mean you know, the opposite of that. Instead of having an excess, you don't have an adequate capacity to be fed. You know, when you should, Bible says, you see the devil. Death is the devil. If you resist death, it will run so far away from you, you will be shocked. Death is one of these things, a very coward spirit. You don't have power. Death cannot come and kill you at once. It depends on other spirits to weaken you before it can come. I thought someone would say, that's death. We don't know much about that, but God is opening it up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the old death. That was the brother Hosea. Many years before Jesus came, he had that in Revelation. It's the old death. That is my teaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then people Paul quoted it in Corinthians. So what am I saying? I believe that the Lord is speaking about healing, you know, deficiency, inabilities within our soul. So it says the way if I can
read the last verse from verse 48.
There are three major things you need to heal the person. One, running up. And that's what we are having today. Ministry of the word. This day, it was coming like rain, is it not?
Hallelujah.
The running water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know? And then the vision came about when you talked about the monorail. You know, you have. You know, anything that is like a mechanic thing in the spirit needs ministry. So we saw a way, saw different coaches going, carrying coal. That's a ministry of blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a running water to cleanse the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we talked about blood. You must take blood. Take the blood and, you know, mix it with the water.
And then you talked about this one.
And then you will sprinkle, you know, the water and the blood mixed together upon the leprous person. And the Bible says he will, you know, stay for some time and then he will be healed. So leprosy can be healed. And that can be healed. Any deficiency of, you know, in our desire, loss, you know, excessive desire or liking. For me, the greatest leprosy is the leprosy of the marriage of my soul and my body. Is it here? That is the second point of prayer. Maybe we can take that in the night. But Ezekiel chapter 1, when the speech of that event, you know, as I pray, that was the word I said to you. You know, the soul should function like a spirit. Now, people, we are missing the past, we say, man is a spirit. Man is not a spirit. The soul is made up of both the heavens and the earth. The soul should be spiritual. The soul can also be physical. Then the soul has thrown away its spirituality. And says, I am an evil man. I am an evil man. You know? So there is no, the spiritual part has been lost. As we have been so comfortable on the earth, then we will be more comfortable in the spirit. That is our capacity. And so when we talk about infirmity, that's what the Lord is looking at. Then we look at Ephesians chapter 1 says that there was a wheel and then another wheel inside the wheel.
Ezekiel 1.
Ezekiel 1, Ezekiel 10, Ezekiel 11, and of course, you see that picture also in Revelation, when you see in Isaiah. Alright? You see that wherever the spirit of the living creature was to go, the living creatures went. When the spirit lives up, the living creatures go. In other words, the soul has lost its ability to be natural. So that it is spiritually, it is dominated by the spirit. Brethren, that is the church that is about to bring forth.
Amen.
A soul that is spiritual, that is ruled by the spirit.
Yes.
And it's not talking about the belly. The belly is physical food. That is not the issue of food, though. There is a source of food, that pot of oil. The source of food is in your spirit. That is a realm that has not been opened. The realm of your spirit. Bible says in Proverbs 20:27 that the spirit of man is what? Is a candle. That's your life. That is the energy of the soul. But we don't know it. And it is something that we need to keep trying to get into. There's one young man called Tom Sivoyekon. He sang one song saying, I am a sweet. I repented that day, but I knew that God is about to relegate some of us. Yeah, he has been entering the time. The spirit is falling on people outside the camp. I don't know if you understand. People who are not entering, they are getting the word and are running. So let's talk to you and say, I'm entering. I'm telling you, the spirit has a deposit of energy. He says the spirit of man is what? The candle of the Lord, or the light source, the energy source. Do what? Pitying the soul. The Bible says that here. What it means, the energy that spirit gets from the spirit of God, it pours it into your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And your soul, because so, if my soul is feeding on the energy of God, the soul won't be shaped. Because I will not get the belly
back.
I don't need to understand. That is definitely a thing. Right now, our life is dependent on our belly. The food we eat, the amount of money we will do is to labor by eat. God will say that the birds of the air, they have no farm. Do you make the birds one? But they God feeds the birds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our soul has been prepared for. There is a food prepared for my soul. And it's in the realm of the heavens. Hallelujah. But we don't have the capacity to rise up and draw life. Hallelujah. Not just occasionally, but we are permanently connected. And the energy of God. That's what was happening that night. Adam was walking with God. He was permanently rooted in the heavens. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when Jesus came, he didn't have to be that good.
He helped people because his brethren were captured. He said, you didn't have fish. You didn't have something to give him. He ate in their presence. His stomach has shrunk. Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brethren, there is an operation where we will be less dependent on the natural energy. And if you cannot be dependent on the natural energy, when you don't have, you are not hooked to the spiritual energy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what that is coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this evening, God is getting it. It's bringing that ability. When I fast, I'm looking at time. I'm waiting. It's time for what should be the cause. You know so? So that capacity to stay in the presence of God and be fed spiritually. Moses was there. Moses was there 40 days, 40 nights. Moses was the one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he came, his flesh was better than when he entered. So the flesh doesn't really need all this stuff like him. Amen. So brethren, that is the limit that I believe the Lord is opening up to us. And they are giving us the capacity to press into it. So this Luke 13 is a very critical point. And as we know, our time is always more for this session. Maybe we can carry on, but we need to give attention to this thing about capacity. God must build over our capacity.
Amen.
In this school. We must be people. So all that Jesus began to do and to teach.
Is
it? Teach. So do and teach, yes. That's what we say. We are not in our hands. We are taking the way through. God must give us that capacity.
Amen.
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 Miracles belong to us.
Yes.
He told them to go and every sickness, every disease, raise the dead.
Oh, yes.
When John the Baptist was questioning his ministry, what did he say? Go and tell him. What did he say? Okay, what did he say? What was the testimony of Jesus Christ? The entire church was repent, because we are building a new gospel for ourselves. See, the dead here, the living walk, the dead are raised. That is his testimony. That's the
gospel is preached to the
poor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brethren, we must build capacity. We must, God has to build capacity for us. We also have capacity to rule over our spirit. Hallelujah. Like he said, God will bring deliverance and do what he likes us also. Hallelujah. So, I just wanted to comment on, they asked about the leprosy and building capacity in these dimensions. We will need to pray in the time to open up those dimensions as well.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are still warming up. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There's a place where this meeting will happen.
Amen.
And the Lord is taking us up there.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we will be tidying up now. Because last night we tidied up late. Huh? So today we'll tidy up early so that we can prepare for tonight. Because the word I use tonight is hammer night. So when you're coming,
you bring your hammer.
Yeah. That is the biggest hammer you can buy. Go and buy it. Because there are some structures in our lives. These things are not compatible with where we are going to. That's what God told Moses. He said, when you're coming up this mountain, no man shall come with you. That man there is Adam. Do you understand? There's the realms of the Adamic nature that must terminate their journey.
Yes. Amen.
You know, when Abraham, on the third day, he lifted up his eyes. In the last day, the woman was kicked down. Remember? She walked like this. I'm sure you've seen old women walk like that before. Yes. That's infirmity. You can't look up. You cannot look up. Praise the name of the Lord. But Abraham lifted up his eyes. And whatever he saw made him stop and say to the servants, you remember, stop them. Servants, what are they? He said, he that committed sin is the servant of sin. And that servant cannot walk down, abide. You know, the whole journey is a journey of abiding. That is, we enter into that realm and we do what now? We stay there.
All right.
But if you are a servant, if you're still serving certain sin and certain appetites and certain attitudes that those things are having to be value, you cannot cross. You know, there is a law of the threshold. How many people know that yet? The Moabites cannot cross. The Ammonites cannot go down, cross. Are you understanding that? The uncircumcised and the unclean cannot enter. So if God is beginning to address certain infirmities in our lives, it is because we are about to do what now? To step beyond. Whatever you or not, there have been invisible barriers in the spirit. And over time, they have limited us. But the church is about somebody saw and opened up. And if you see it,
yes.
See, there was no key on it. Do you know who collected the key? Somebody went there, opened the door, collected the key. He said, I hold what now? The key. Are you understanding that very well? You know, if the door is open, partly open, do you know what it means? You are the one that has to go there and do what now? You must do something in this name to enforce your deliverance. You must do something in this meeting to possess your possession.
Amen.
You must do something in this meeting, brethren, to do to take hold. I don't know how we can really, you know, what we are to do as ministry. So much was just flashing in my head. The interaction between Moses and God. You see, let me tell you, the people that will enter, say, oh Lord, who shall abide? Who shall dwell in your body? These people are a peculiar kind of people. And God is looking for them. When he meets you, he engages you. He tries to find out what you are interested in. You know, he can say, he made his goodness. You understand? But some people will follow the goodness. Praise the name of the Lord. But those who enter are those who seek first. What now? The kingdom.
His ways.
He says, I want to know you. He says, how I want your glory. I want, as I'm walking, I am surrounded by that atmosphere. How many people remember the message, the spirit of believers, that we are carrying what now? An atmosphere. This atmosphere is the culmination of your interaction with God. Every time a man enters into God's presence and comes out, he collects an aspect of God. It becomes a part of your atmosphere. The next time you go again, genuinely, and come out, you collect another measure. You are building your environment.
Yeah.
I hope you understand what I'm saying. So, every time you go, don't think you go and come out empty. No, you cannot.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Go in. And this is why you must see, when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord, you are glad, because you will come out with what now? Something of God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so the buildings that are left, there are quite a lot of them. You know, God spoke to us about returning the vessels again. Remember, you see the vessels that they look at them that took. We read Ezra chapter 6. There are quite a number of buildings there. So we'll be taking them in the night. So prepare, come with your hammer. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, that decree of the king will be enforced tonight.
Right.
It will be enforced. The man has said, many things happened there. There were some spirits he talked to. Did you know that? He said, don't disturb this people again. Paul said, from henceforth, let no spirit trouble me. Are you getting my
point?
There is a time in our church. There are certain engagements he has with God, certain encounters he has. When he comes out of it, as he's walking, he's You understand? You know why? The man is horny. Have you come here to transform before? When you come here to transform, you begin. If you're mad enough, you go and watch. Praise the name of the Lord. This new creation man will be humming. You're going to be hearing. Because the spirit will hear it. Because of the operation of divinity within him. Praise the name of the Lord. You begin. The moment you hear, the one spirit will say to that one, hear. And they go, hear. And they go. That's the truth of the matter. When the Lord says, "Touch not my anointed," it is because the spirit are hearing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's prepare ourselves tonight. Something happens. And I know He touched me.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. So, what? Take your leave out, brethren.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you.